PS and I have come under fire for the response to a burglary. The incident, which was caught on camera, happened at an apartment in South Belfast. The Belfast Telegraph has this story. It's front page news today that despite the fact that police were offered photographs taken by an eyewitness, it took them a week to come out and pick them up. The journalist and commentator Malachy O'Doherty has the story. Good morning to you, Malachy.
Good morning, Stephen. Now, let's be clear that what we're actually saying about the police here. I was a photographer. I took the pictures. I'm an amateur, and I was walking along the lagging and took them. The police were at the scene within about half an hour, 40 minutes of the actual burglary. And I met them at the scene. I was like walking with a camera. I had been taking some shots across the lagging. I had just by mere fluke caught this guy coming from an apartment in hoodie and gloves at the moment that the burglar alarm went off. So I got a picture of him. I got several pictures of him coming from the apartment, divesting himself of the hood and gloves, running along the embankment to a car and getting into the car and leaving the scene. By the time my walk took me along the lagging in front of the Annadale Flats, over the bridge near the Lyric Theatre, I can't remember the name of that bridge exactly, and back to the flat, the police were there. So the police had responded then.
The burglary is that there was key evidence. You had photographs. Yeah. How long did it take them to come out and get it?
Well, I was there. I called to them. I said, look, I've got these photographs. I showed the police woman came to me. I showed her the photographs on the back of the camera. We went through them. We enlarged on the back of the camera. She made some notes. She took my name, my date of birth for some reason, and my home address and phone number. And I agreed with her that she could come and get the actual photographs so that they could study them more closely. And they didn't come. They called yesterday. They're going to come this afternoon to collect the disc with the pictures on them.
And they called yesterday after the Belfast Telegraph was in touch with them.
That's my understanding, yes.
So the newspaper had to prompt the police to come out and collect key evidence of a burglary a week later?
Yeah, 6 days later. Five or six days. Yes, yeah, 6 days later.
What do you make of that?
Well, personally, I was a bit perplexed. I mean, personally, I thought, you know, this is quite odd. You know, I do think, I mean, the pictures are a little indistinct, but I think you do get a very good look at the guy. You can work out his height. You can see his clothing. You can work out his general build. You can make out his hair colour and the cut of his hair. You can see the general profile of his face. You can see the make of the car that he gets into. You can't make out the registration number, but you can certainly see the make of it. And I would have thought, you know, this is, if I was a cop on a job like that, I would have thought this is gold dust. This is a real find. I am perplexed that they took so long about it. That amazed me, to be frank.
Because obviously you kept the images waiting for the police, but other people, they may have replaced the images on their phone, the evidence might have got corrupted, all of that type of stuff. You know, securing evidence is one of the basics you would have thought of a police job.
Well, you see, when you take a photograph on a digital camera, it registers also the date and the time and sometimes the geographic location at which the picture is taken. That's what is called metadata. So that is carried with the picture into the computer. But yes, I mean, the more you open that picture and edit it or transfer it, then you jeopardize the authenticity of that metadata. You raise the possibility that you've changed it. You raise the possibility that you corrupt that data. So that information that comes with the picture, giving you time and date, and possibly, I'm not sure, but sometimes location, geographic location. Sometimes, you know, that's vulnerable data. That doesn't stay rock solid with the picture at every transition.
And they didn't ask you for a memory card at the time or to take the phone at the time or to copy the pictures or to have the pictures emailed to them at the time?
No. The policeman, only one of the police personnel came to me. One of the officers came to me. The male officer was at the door of the flat talking to the occupier of the flat, taking details from him. And the policewoman had come down to the gate to talk to me, and she had a notebook and she took notes from the back of it. And And that's it. I mean, certainly I was being as helpful as I could be. I wanted to, I didn't say, please take my camera or please take this card. I would have preferred not to part with those because of the other pictures. But had she asked me for that, perhaps I would have given her, perhaps not.
It's an interesting story, isn't it? Because let's just see this morning, it's about the wider picture. This is one incident. It's about the wider picture, the wider experiences for those people who maybe have been burgled, who have come across crime in Northern Ireland. How quickly have the police responded in coming out, gathering evidence? 0845 955 678 If you're picking up the phone this morning, you know the police coming out, for example, to your home to collect fingerprints after a burglary, all that type of stuff. How long has it taken them to come out and to gather evidence?
It might be about that, Stephen, or it might be just the misfortunate wrong judgment of one or two police officers at that time. You know, I mean, it might be, and I suppose it's your interest and the Belfast Telegraph's interest, that it may well disclose some fundamental weakness in the whole police service, and it may well discredit their whole crime investigation procedures. It may well indicate just how sluggish and or busy they are or whatever. But it may also equally have been just an unfortunate mistake by two busy officers who made the wrong call at that moment.
OK. Well, Malachy, thank you for bringing the story to us this morning. Good morning to you. This is Front Page News in the Belfast Telegraph. I'm just reading a reply here. We're waiting to hear from the PSNI ourselves this morning, but I read a response to the Bell Tell here where a police inspector has said inquiries into the burglary have continued throughout the week. Police are awaiting forensic examination results of the scene. The attending officer has made contact with the witness and we've arranged to collect the images today. No real explanation as to why it took them 5 days to come out and gather the evidence. We'll see if we can ask the police this morning what their standard response time should be about gathering evidence. Listen, just before we go today, let's just bring you an update on our top story today. The police coming under fire for their response or lack of it to gathering evidence from a burglary. We have a police officer who's Superintendent Darren Jones, the operations manager for Belfast, with us this morning. Sorry that we're tight for time, Darren. What's your response to this? Why did it take your officers 5 days to ask for evidence?
Okay, Stephen, I've spoken to the officers who responded to this incident, and I'm afraid I have to conclude that the officers on this occasion have fallen well below the standards we expect in an investigation. Now, there will be consequences for those officers, and we'll take some learning points for it, but what I intend to do is to speak personally with the victims of the crime and the witness at the earliest opportunity to offer my apologies. As a police service, we continually ask the community to assist us in reporting suspicious activity, and in this case, when we have clear evidence, we have quite clearly failed to follow up on that.
You might be surprised me saying this, but look, you know, if it's a learning experience, there doesn't need to be consequences for a police officer, does there? You know, if they've made a mistake, should that not be enough?
Well, I have initiated an investigation into this. Burglary is a very intrusive crime, and it's very important we deal with the right people, ring the police and want a good service. You know, on this occasion, we have fallen below those high standards that we have set for ourselves. And we need to investigate it to find out, is there a protocol issue here, or was this an officer who wasn't paying attention? And once we get to the bottom of that, we will take the necessary action.
Okay, so this isn't standard, and you're saying that this is wrong?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, thank you for that, and thank you for coming on.